6 o'clock, we'll make a start. Apologies. Termon's remarks. I've just put three items under Termon's remarks. The first one is our officer role will be moving to the RATS committee. And role it's going to be sad to lose you. I know the hard work that you've put in to this department. From you've been on it, and from I've been on this committee, and it has been invaluable. You know, some of the areas where you work in a lot of my own areas and right across the district. But we will. Our loss will be RATS gain, so it will. And do wish you all the best in your new position. So we do. Secondly, as this is the last night, we will have Councillor Stephen Burns here on this committee. Stephen, I want to pay tribute to yourself for the work you put in to this committee over the years. From the old Down Council, you've always sat on this committee. I've been sitting on this committee now 13 years from my coming to council. So I have, and I know you were passionate about a lot of things in the area. And many's a time when I needed help in Rowan, I have to say, and I'll give you one example, was trying to get funding for the 3G pitch at the showgrounds in Kildare. You were very, very helpful, and you supported us. You supported us till we got it through council. And I am indebted for that, because without your support and pushing your party in relation to supporting it, we may never have got it in Kildare, but we got it. That's just one example. But I do know that you were dedicated to sport. You know, many tonight, maybe we had our disagreements, maybe if it, you know, wasn't our own parties, it was other parties. It's because you were passionate about this committee. You were passionate about the people you represented and the support within the area. And I want to thank you for the year's service you've given to this committee. And thirdly, we have a young lad who has just come back from representing Northern Ireland at the European Under 21 Championship Snooker in Bulgaria earlier in the month, Eamon Ferris. In representing the district, I think we, as a council and a committee under our grant scheme, should be giving this young man something in relation to it. We have the process in place there, and I think he fits the criteria in relation to it, and I think he should get something on producing receipts. And, you know, we give grants anything from 3,000 to 500, and I think he warrants it, you know, for representing Northern Ireland in this area, you know, at the championships. Councillor Burns.
Thanks, Chair, and Chair, thanks for your kind words. First of all, it was the best £5 investment I've ever bribed anybody for. Just on Eamon Ferris, I think it fits in nicely with another item on the agenda, the Gold Coast Commonwealth, where we're looking at elite sports. I mean, it was always the intention of this council to pass this sort of an award on to the Stanza group, but as we have not put a budget for Stanza yet to do this sort of thing, I think it still falls on the council in the interim to look at this. So I think that the idea of the sports award that we were looking at was if somebody got to the elite level where you're internationally recognised, and I think in the criteria we said they had to show a copy of their call-up letter or call-up email, depending on how they were, but it has to show it come from the governing body who they're representative of. And if it was an international level, we would do up to £500. It doesn't mean we would give them £500. It was they go away to the event. So Eamon has been to Bulgaria. He's notified the council previously before he went. He went into the European Championships. It didn't get on as well as he would have liked to, but it's a big, big step up in class. But he's captured all his receipts for food and stuff and flights and hotel and things like that. And if he changed them back, then we could just remunerate them for anything up to a maximum of 500. So I think it sits along well with what we're looking to do with the Commonwealth Games, because again, we're at that elite international level, and I'd be happy to propose that, sir.
You've heard it proposed. Do we have a seconder? Councillor Fitzpatrick, all in agreement? Declaration of interest. Action sheets. The third page, the page. Page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Councillor.
Thanks, Chair. It's just an update on the Cullyhanna Community Centre, the replacement flooring. This item has been ongoing for quite some time. Could I get an update on it, please? If possible.
Chair, I'm not 100% sure where we are with that floor, but I'll get back to the councillor tomorrow, if that's okay.
Thank you.
Page 6. Page 7. Page 8. And page 9.
Page 7, the item was said, UA Sports Centre assets disposable. What's the story of that now? Has it happened or is it going to happen?
Yes, Chair. I know officers are in the process of collecting that asset list for dissemination to SANSA. So, imminently within the next hopefully 1 to 2 weeks, that should be completed.
Okay, thanks.
Item 4 is the DEA 4 update.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, the decisions required here are for you to consider and agree the actions in the DEA forum private meeting as attached.
Do we have a proposer to accept them? Councillor Andrews, do we have a seconder? Councillor Timmins? All in agreement? Item 5, Police and Community Safety Partnership. Michael again.
Chair, I'm taking this again. Same as previously, it's an updated report from the Police and Community Safety Partnership. So, if you could agree the recommendations as detailed in the report.
You've heard the officer. Do you have a proposer? Councillor Andrews? Do you have a seconder? Councillor Emery? All in agreement? Item 6, Peace 4 Local Action Plan.
Thank you, Chair. This is the action plan that's been recently produced by the Peace Corps Partnership. It sets out all of the aspects of the programs that we're going to be running over the next wee while. So there's quite a lot of detail in there, Chair, but we're just asking you to approve the recommendations of the Peace Corps Partnership in terms of the programs and projects that they want to run.
Councillor Fitzpatrick, we'll have a seconder. Councillor Andrews, all in favour? Item 7, Indoor Leisure Business Plan Update. Roland?
Yes, Chair, the details set out in the report and the appendix. This is just to give members an update on where we are with your business plan up to 2021. I suppose, in summary, the good point of view is that we are on target in terms of what we set out to do, both in terms of increasing activity and in terms of the financial projections. A couple of recommendations just at the end there, that we continue along the same line that we're going, that we do some more work on the ICT system to get that customer engagement experience a bit stronger, and that we also do some more research into the latent demand based on some updated competition analysis that we have to do to ensure that our 2021 projections will be met.
You've heard the officer. Our own agreement could have a proposer. Councillor Loughran and Councillor Bourne second. All in agreement? Item 8, leisure and sports scale of charges. Roland again.
Yes, Chair. So each February we bring back the proposed scale of charges for the forthcoming financial year. This year we've taken the same approach as last financial year, where we will essentially have no increase on our membership charges and a 3% increase on all other charges rounded up to the nearest 10 pence.
Here. Councillor Henry.
Just looking through this, I couldn't. Last year we were expecting a change to charges for the use of playing fields, where in the event of play funfairs and the like. So, say for instance, the hiring of a quarter of an acre on Strangford Green wouldn't be the same price as hiring the whole of Dundee Park. And that we differentiate between the smaller venues and the larger venues. Now, it didn't come forward last year, but management did say they were working on that, and but I expect it to come forward for this year. So I'm just wondering where that charge is. I know that for the last 3 years we've been meaning to get around to doing it.
If I can come in on that, Chair, I think Councillor Henry is right. There was to be a separate discussion on that, a separate meeting on that. I'm not sure of the current status, because it does involve a number of departments, but we will look into that and potentially bring a report back to the next committee. Yeah, Director's happy enough that we can...
Happy enough, Councillor Henry. Do we have a proposer? Councillor Enright and Councillor Burns, second proposal. Yes. Item 9, Foot Golf Newcastle.
Yes, Chair, again, fairly brief report there. The incumbent licensor has relinquished as of August last year. Officer are recommending that we return that just as parkland until maybe longer term strategic view of what's going on in Newcastle is considered.
Councillor Fitzpatrick.
Just wondering, this chap or this business had an outstanding bill. Wondered, did they pay it or come to a conclusion on paying it?
We think it is, but we'll double check that.
Thank you.
Councillor Connor. Councillor Burns.
Yeah, Chair. It has been mentioned a few times in passing that the condition that Islands Park has got into, whether it's due to this guy or whether if it now reversed to us, can we instruct estates to do a bit of a clean up and tidy up, a strim and trim, whatever way to put it? It's just in bad nick. It'd be something we'd certainly want to do by Easter anyway, you know, if possible.
Okay. So do you make a proposal to accept the Councillor Burns proposal? Could we have a seconder, please? Councillor Mara. Item 10, Milltown Tennis Courts. Again.
Chair, we set out the detail in the report there. We had a budget of £5,000 to upgrade the lights. Officers have met with electrical contractors on site. It's actually going to take more to get the facility into the shape that it needs to be in. there has been a recent tender process for One Point Bowling Green, and there's a slight underspend there. Officers are recommending that we would use the underspend of One Point Bowling Green to offset the additional costs at the tennis courts, and therefore keep it within the same DEA and the same town, in fact. So we seek approval to essentially reallocate that budget.
I propose
Patrick,
you propose it? It's really well used.
Do I have a Councillor Burns second? All in agreement? Item 11, capital scheme approvals. Rolling again.
Chair, you will see that we've set out a list of projects there. Those projects are mainly derived from your play strategy and your sports facility strategy. You have previously considered these projects as they have been listed. However, we do require a council minute to show that the committee has considered that we now proceed with the tendering process for these works. So this is what the purpose of this report is.
Councillor Taylor.
Thank you, Chair. In terms of transformation, the word transformation, I discussed this at the DA level as well. In terms of the consultation that will take place with residents on issues of transformation for play areas and space of that nature, what sort of questions will be asked? You know, I just fear sometimes when there's consultations that questions can be quite, you know, to lead towards a certain, you know, conclusion, and I certainly wouldn't want that. I would want an open and honest discussion with residents on issues such as transformation, because I think there would be a fear there would be a closure because of the no facility, and I don't think that's acceptable at all.
Yes, Chair, we did take back a report, I think it was last month or the month previous, in terms of the overall consultation process without getting into the detail of the questions. Now, the questions are set by the Playboard NI, so it's a third party consultant that we would use. But they're very open questions where we do want to seek the honest views of the community to allow members to take a decision thereafter. So it will be a completely open and transparent process.
I think that was the main question, because the members will get a final say on this, so it will be, you know.
Absolutely.
Okay. Councillor Patrick.
Can anyone propose that?
Right, propose.
I'll second the proposal. It was just as well in terms of the consultation. I'm a wee bit concerned just that a lot of those the player have areas are rural. And maybe aren't directly linked with like a community association or community group. You know, like I'm thinking Carmelstone, there's a small community group there in place, and I've been working with them, but it's just to see how will they be made aware of it. Is it just going to be through Facebook and the website, or will it be more open contact? At the minute in Barcroft and Ballybotnott, they're being contacted through the community association as well. So just a wee bit of clarification on that.
Again, there is a detailed process which has been considered through committee, and it has three stages for the consultations. First is local engagement through community groups and letter drops if necessary. If we can't get engagement through the local groups, there'll then be an online survey as well using SurveyMonkey, so your residents can complete into that. And depending on the type of work that's going on, there can also be a meeting thereafter with local residents as well. So, as I say, if we get the... I'll locate the consultation process that did go through the committee previously and circulate it again back when councillors are aware of the exact process if you're happy enough with that.
Councillor Trainor.
Yeah, just welcome, Chair, and hoping that the process itself will be expedited, especially around the pitches. I'm sure that Councillor Burns and yourself will remember yourselves over the years, the condition of pitches has always been a sort of a thorn in the side of the council, and for our sort of youth development teams, it's be good to have good quality maintained pitches so that they continue to progress with their physical development and their technical development and some of those great sports that are on offer. We've got many different user groups, and I'm just thinking of even in Downpatrick and Dunleith, we have youth leagues played every Saturday, or, well, should I say, hopefully every Saturday, depending on what the condition of the pitch is. So it's just good to see that money being spent now on the maintenance of these pitches and upgrading some of the pitches.
Councillor Burns.
Thanks, Chair. I think Councillor Turner makes an interesting point. I spoke to an under-17 manager at the weekend. He said they played 3 games in 4 months. So the condition of our pitches and the weather that we have just don't congeal to winter sports, I don't think.
Go to Langley Road.
Langley Road's down for an upgrade here. So, no, Chair, I think this needs to be welcomed. It's a good news story for this council, for this committee in particular, and I think we need to be shouting this from the rooftops. We got a bad press during the week for putting the rates up the most, but at least we can show here that we're having a direct effect. This is just money that we're plowing into facilities for all of the ratepayers across the district, so it's a good news story. The one thing I would ask is just in relation to the Newcastle Donard Park Pavilion and grass pitches and tennis courts, the works that we're endeavouring to take over here or to do here, I presume are going to be complementary rather than contradictory to any facility that we are thinking of building there as a council, and I'm specifically thinking of the plan for the Gateway Centre, and I think everybody's afraid to have that conversation out loud again about where we're going to put it, but as I won't be a councillor in 9 days, I don't care anymore. So I'm only just suggesting that whenever we have that money earmarked for there, that presumably that will go in tandem with any envisaged Gateway project.
Councillor Andrews.
Thanks very much, Chairperson. Just in relation to the programme and the list of works, I'd like to welcome the PIPA and for all the hard work and get it together. And as I say, I look forward to seeing a lot of projects that have been listed becoming reality. But I think it's a good PIPA, and I think everybody across the district are going to be benefiting in some shape or form from these proposals. But thanks.
Councillor Quinn.
Thank you, Chair. My point was, I just happened to see one of the questionnaires from Playboard this week, and I thought, with this being a very important step for all our communities in the evaluating of our play facilities, sports facilities, that perhaps we could have engaged someone who could have set a questionnaire that would entice people to engage. The one that I saw, I might have answered the first question, but when I looked at the site, I would have most likely put it in the bin. It was the most uninspiring questionnaire I have ever laid eyes on, sorry to say. Could we look at setting something that would entice people to engage?
Chair, very disappointed to hear that, but we will pick that up with Playboard to ensure that future questionnaires are more encouraging for participation.
Could I also commend the officers for this piece of work they have done? Absolutely excellent. And Councillor Burns is right. You know, we do get criticised for striking a rate year in, year out. And when you see some of the programme of works that's going on within this department, people should understand that's where their money's going. The enhanced facilities, and I have to say that I do welcome the fact that the Langley Road and Killay football pitches on it, particularly Langley Road, because this year alone 3 games they've only been able to play at Langley Road. They're having to go elsewhere. They're going up to Assumption Grammar School, and it's costing them £200 a time, so it is, to have a game of football, and it's killing clubs, so it is. And as you know, Michael, myself, Councillor Andrews and the MP will be meeting yourself on Friday in relation to the Langley Road area and that there. But I welcome the fact that it's included along with the rest, because, you know, at the end of the day, we want to be seen as a council to be going out there and offering first-class facilities, not second-rate facilities. And hopefully, when the work is completed in a lot of these projects, there will be first-class facilities. You want them, Michael?
Yeah, Chair, it was just to reassure members, as Roland said, this is about ticking the box from our perspective. It's about getting approval from you for all of the projects that we intend to carry out this year. These will be subject to the normal processes, as Roland has stated, in terms of consultation. It'll also be a subject of robust business cases for each one. So it's not that we're going to rush out and do all of this tomorrow. So this will be spread over the year. And any issues that arise from any of the projects will be brought back to you. So it's just to give you that assurance. The other thing I wanted to say, in terms of the question on Newcastle, yeah, clearly we will take account of any works that are ongoing there, and we're talking to the Shimla College and Department of Education about that. So it's envisaged probably that most of this work will take place till the tail end of the next financial year, by which stage we'll know. The other thing I just wanted to point out, this is a total of $2.5 million. I think some councillors have already mentioned this, which is a fantastic investment, and this is only in the next year, and then there are two more years after that with similar levels of investment. On top of that, you're also putting out $1 million of grants to sports clubs and community groups next year, plus probably about £500,000 of revenue in financial assistance to clubs and groups and community associations out there. So I really do think this is a good news story. I think it's something that you should certainly be talking to your DEA constituents about. And hopefully all of the people in the district will see a refurbished picture player in there soon.
Councillor Henry?
Just two small questions. First of all, am I right in saying there's going to be a separate set of projects that we're going to look to come in under the village renewal scheme? So where village plans included play parks, and council agrees where they have planning, we're applying for those as well. I'm thinking about Caliph, for instance. That's the first question. So there'll be a separate list from this, presumably, going for funding. Secondly, Kilock was a consultation this year and a build next year. I'm just concerned that we get the consultation in early, so we're ready.
Chair, absolutely. I mean, we do plan to commence the consultations as soon as practical. We do believe that the list of projects that we've set out in front of you will be delivered within the next financial year, and we have the resources and the contractor in place to do that. So we're confident that will happen at this point. Sorry, what was the first question again? RDP. Yeah, we did take a report through, it's maybe a couple of months ago now, in terms of the projects that we believe as officers could avail of RDP through village plan renewals. We sought this committee's approval to apply to RDP for that list of projects. I don't have them in front of me, but they certainly would be within the minutes that have been circulated previously. So yes, we will be doing that. If that answers your question.
Right. Well, councillors, you've heard it proposed and second that we accept the recommendations. All in agreement? Item 12, the Willie Mealy statute. Michael's?
I'll
stick on this.
Chair, this is something that's been going on for a while now within a Legacy Newry and Mourne Council. Legacy Newry and Mourne did agree to essentially design and build some sort of memorial statue to Willie Mealy, who was the first manager of Glasgow Celtic. Officers have been recently approached by local representatives in Newry to see if the new council would consider taking this project forward. So we've taken committee approval today. The officers now researched what has been done to date and come back with options to this council with other stakeholders to see if we can get this project moving again.
Chair, I may there currently is no money for a statue of this nature. However, it's envisaged that by the time we would work through the processes and get to the point where funding would have to be put in, will be in the rates for next year. So it's just to make you aware that currently this is unbudgeted.
Councillor Burns?
Yeah, sir. I just was going to ask that question. Literally what we're doing here is allowing our officers to do a bit of work. So I'm happy to propose it on that basis. There's no actual commitment here to spend any money at this stage.
Has it proposed? Seconder? Councillor Kimmins. All in agreement? Item 13. Sport NI application for Fountain. Rolling again.
Yes, Chair, we've received recent correspondence from Sport NI and they have launched their capital fund of $6.75 million. Unfortunately, it's fairly tight timescales, so we are seeking approval that we undertake a feasibility study on the 14 potential sports hubs that you consider as part of your sports facility strategy and thereafter seek to submit applications to Sport NI based on that assessment.
Councillor Burns?
Yeah, sure. I mean, this is, I mean, what we've been ramping up for, this is what we have asked all our clubs and stuff to work towards. This is why we've done all this facilities work in the first place. And unfortunately, whether our clubs like it or not, this is where Sport NI sees the future, is in sports hubs, not, you know, empire building for sports clubs. So we either play the game as Sport NI have dictated and get some money drawn down for our benefit, or we sit and huff. So I think it's we have to do it. I think, you know, ideal world we would love to throw money at all our clubs, but we've seen from our own budget that's impossible to do. So sports hubs are the future in our district, so I'm happy to propose, and I think we should just get battered on as soon as possible.
Right, you heard the post, Councillor McMurray.
Yeah, no, I'll happily second that as well. But just wondering, would it be possible to get to see where the 14 possible sites are? Just a curiosity as much as anything else. Thank you.
Yeah, we can certainly circulate them. They are detailed within your sports facility strategy, within it's at the high level of that. But what we can circulate them around the committee again.
Sorry,
Chair, just in relation to the sports hubs themselves, because I know that there's a lot of engagement with Education Authority and other statutory bodies with regards to that. How far on are we with our discussions with the Education Authority?
I suppose it depends on each individual site. Some sites are further on than others. Some are very, very initial stages, so it just really depends on each individual location.
Just in relation to it, yes, it is the way to go. But what worries me is any time Sport NI goes out for a call in relation to money, I always get concerned about the turnaround time. You know, you have a 4-week turnaround time to try and get projects in place and that, you know, and is there any way, when we are dealing with Sport NI, we could let them know that, you know, we're not happy with the turnaround time, you know, for this? Because there could be some excellent projects out there that would fall right into that category, but they don't have the time to get anything submitted. You know, and some of them, will be some of them 14, and they just mightn't have worked up their plans for their area. And they've lost a golden opportunity here. So I think 4 weeks isn't enough when Sport NI goes out there at all. And I think we should be highlighting that. So you've heard a proposal second that we accept the recommendation. Item 14, the Commonwealth Games Gold Coast Australia.
Yes, Chair, detail set out in the report. We have 10 participants from our district who are going to represent Team GB at the Commonwealth Games. Was it Team NI? I'm not sure. Team NI, sorry. Apologies. So they're going to represent the country at the Commonwealth Games. The report sets out the recommendations that we would use the Council's Elite Athlete Scheme to award them £300 each for representing the district.
Just on that, I had the opportunity on Friday night going to a function where certificates were handed out to the athletes for their selection, and I happened to be fortunate enough to be sitting beside a young man from Uri, Connor Wallace, a boxer, 21 years of age, and in the course of the night I found he's very passionate about his sport. He said all the boxers were from Belfast, bar himself. Belfast City Council has given them a very nice financial package, so they have, and I had said that I would come back and speak to Pat Parr. I did speak to Pat. I knew this was on the agenda here. And with 10 individuals here going out to the Gold Coast to represent, as I call it, our wee country, with 10 from Uri Monan down who will be ambassadors for our district. These games only happen once every 4 years. And I'm sure, as the rest of them, as young Connor had told myself, it's a privilege to go out there and represent his country at the Commonwealth Games. And we have grants here from 300 to 500, so we do. And I honestly think that we should be giving them the maximum here, so we should. There's 10 of them going out to represent us, and hopefully they will promote Uri Monan down whenever they're out there. And I think, you know, another 2,000 on top of that to bring it up to 5,000 to give them the 500 each will not break the bank. That's my thoughts on it. So it is. And I'll leave it open now for discussion. Councillor Burns.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. I mean, based on the conversation we had earlier on, we've agreed as a committee to a young snooker player being able to claim anything up to £500 of receipts. He's representing this part of the world at international level. These athletes are doing the same. And whether it's Commonwealth Games, whether it's Olympic Games, whether it's World Championships, they are coming from this part of the world and they're representing our district at a world stage. And we've seen people in the past, like Kerry O'Flaherty, go on to Olympics. We've seen Bethany Firth picking up medals. You know, the knock-on effect's great. It's great for other sports as well. It's great for any young competitors to see people rising from this district to the elite level. So I agree with you. I think there's a criteria there. It says 300 to 500, but we haven't nailed that down. SAMHSA is the mechanism for this council to fund these groups in the future. We just haven't got round to giving SAMHSA a budget. SAMHSA is just still a little bit too young as an organisation, and until we get a wee bit of sort of work done on other things with SAMHSA, we just can't as a council give them that. So in that interim, I think it'll fall to this committee probably for the next year until next year's rest process. But I agree with you. I think we've set a precedent already tonight with Eamon Forrest, and I think we should continue on. Just simply, same rules apply. Up to £500 worth of funding, and they bring back receipts. So if they can show us flights that have been booked in their name, as long as they're over £500, I mean, the difference to a council with a rate base of 20 million or 3,500 for elite athletes going to represent us, I think is very, very small on the big scale of things, and I'm happy to second your proposal.
Yes, I know. I'd probably echo some of those as well. You know, also just given the fact as well that some of our local athletes, Tara Flaherty, Laura Graham, are extremely exceptionally unlucky not to qualify. We could be sending more. I'll second the recommendations. But just curious, does the money that we give in, does it go to the central pot as such, or does it go to individual athletes then? Is that
the 9 from Uri and Moore, I'm led to believe, or the 10 from Uri and Moore?
Does it go into the does it go into the pot that takes the team across, the Northern Ireland team across, or does it go to the individual athletes? Thank you.
Goes to the individuals. Councillor Andrews.
Well, thank you very much, Chair. In relation, it's more or less tonight, we've heard a lot of stories about young people and people you know from our district who, no matter where they go, will be at home at major events, major events at home and abroad. It's a wonderful achievement for them to get so far, and you know, a lot of effort and hard work has gone in, and all deserve credit, but generally in broad support and agreement with the sentiments expressed.
Okay. So you've heard the proposal of Councillor Fitzpatrick.
Okay, just wondering, perhaps these young people need the money before they go. Is that possible, or is it after the event? I'm just... No, that's what I mean. That, just to check, because it is obviously they're going anyhow, right? But it just means that there might be less of a burden, maybe on their individual families or on the committee, so they don't have to maybe scrimp on something if they had the money in advance, because they don't need it after the event, you know. I'm just thinking it's such a trip. So
sorry, just
hold on, I'll switch off for you, David, on the last
bit. Sure, just on this. We debated this at Sansa, and the reason why it was paying by a receipt is because the council has an audit process and it's far better for council. But in this example, as it is very plain that you cannot get to Australia for £500, I think a copy of the booking should be enough to release the money before they go. I mean, it's not everything, it's not all athletes aren't going to be going to Australia every time, you know, so this is really the exception. So I would agree, I'm happy to change the proposal if Director's helping up with.
Director. Sure, I can absolutely see the logic in that, and flights have to be prepaid, so if they can give us a copy of a receipt or a booking to confirm that they've actually paid for the flight, we pay for it afterwards on getting a receipt. Yes, so they could pay for that and we could reimburse them almost immediately. I don't see that being an issue. The other thing that we insist on is that we get confirmation that they actually attended. It's not unusual for someone to get selected to go to a competition and to have an injury or whatever and not go, so they do have to give us a letter to say that they actually attended from their governing body or from the Northern Ireland team or whatever. But you pay me to be cynical.
Well, Councillors, you've heard it proposed and second. All in agreement? Yeah. Item 15, the lease of land to St John Bosco GAA for clubhouse facilities at Newry Leisure Centre.
Yes, Chair, this is following on from a previous report which was taken through SPNR in November 2016, where the terms of the lease at 25-year lease at Peppercorn Went were approved. However, the report that went through SPNR did not clarify that there would be an option to extend for a further 25 years. So this report sets out the recommendation that there should be an option for a second 25-year period for the club.
Councillor Patrick.
I just want to propose that and just welcome it. It's such a great facility. I've actually attended a meeting of it myself as part of the Down Camogues. Absolutely brilliant, and this is fantastic. And just, is Bosco as happy with yourself? You know, they're both they're up to speed with all of this and they're content with what's happening here, yeah? And they're delighted with it? Yeah, okay. Delighted to propose it. Thank you.
You've heard it proposed. Councillor Kimmins second. All in agreement? Item 16, consultation on promoting human organ donation and transplantation in Northern Ireland. Owen's taking that.
Thanks, Chair. The Department of Health are trying to promote cultural change regarding attitudes to organ donation, and they want to receive authorisation to proceed with donation by 2020 of 80% of potential cases, though, wherever it's only about 1% of actual deaths are potential cases. What this consultation, they want the council to become more involved because of our community links in promoting the whole idea of organ donation. So what we're, the decision we're looking here is to agree to return the attached consultation to the Department of Health.
Billy, I'm just wondering, is it the option that we are going to be promoting organ donation and not taking on a role that we shouldn't be taking on, that the health service will still continue to do that, but we will be given a wee bit of extra promotion and support with it?
Yes,
or is it just to answer the consultation?
That is part of the consultation. It is how we can get the Department of Health wanted to involve as much of civic society as possible in promoting this message, and because of the, obviously, as employers, with lots of employees and our links with the communities, they want us to help promote the message,
yeah,
to help them. They still have the responsibility, but they want us to play a bigger part.
And will we be promoting the opt-out as opposed to the opt-in approach?
I'm not entirely sure. I suppose it depends what they decide their policy is to be at that time. Whichever they decide it to be, we will say they're consulting all the councils on whether or not they agreed to take part in this.
Yeah, I think everybody should be a part in doing it. Propose it.
Yeah, I agree with Councillor Fosbury. I think everybody should be an organ donor, and I'm happy to second that.
Councillor Trenner?
Yeah, Chair, just to really say that it's great to see that this is something that's coming from the community plan. It's shown that the statutory organisations can work quite well and quite well and quite closely. And just hoping to see more of the same of this here, sort of an attitude coming from the Health and Social Trusts in the future with regards to other services and other promotions of other campaigns.
Well, councillors, you've heard it proposed and seconded. All in agreement?
Yeah.
Yep. Right. Item 17 is for noting, but the director wants to.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I just wanted to draw members' attention to the key issues set out in the report. The report is for noting, but the key issues, as set out, state that there is a significant risk of loss of funding from the funders. The construction costs are considerably higher than the original estimates, and the Executive Office is considering its options in associating to these increased costs, so we'll bring that back to you. So it was just to make you aware that there are significant risks to these projects, but as we stand, we are proceeding with them. So.
Sorry, just for clarification, is it as a whole, all projects are going to be at risk then, or there's a possible risk, or is it going to be specific projects within that scheme?
Yeah, sorry, Chair, I should have specified that. It's primarily the 3G pitches as part of that. That then will move to reallocation of funds should any project not go ahead, so that would then have an impact on other projects, but positively rather than negatively.
So the other projects may be secretly hoping that 3G prices continue to rise?
Item 18.
Amendment.
Item 19. Item 20 for noting. The director wants to speak on that.
Chair, this is, if I can find it. Thank you, Chair. These are a number of capital schemes which we are currently progressing, which have been appointed, contractors have been appointed. So we've went to tender and we've appointed and we're proceeding with it. So while it's for noting, I just want to draw to your attention. That's another over £500,000 worth of projects that we're carrying out.
Item 21 for noting. And item 22 and 23 are restricted in accordance.
Chair, sorry. Just a quick query on item 21 there, which is the indoor customer satisfaction survey. Now that we've got these surveys, what are we going to do with the information that we're getting from them? It's really just a question here.
Yeah, it's a very good question. And from officers' perspective, this is a good benchmarking. So this will be the first set of surveys that we have done. So hopefully with the positive changes that you are making through your indoor leisure business plan, you will see an increase in customer satisfaction levels. That's the whole, it's another measure for us to beat ourselves with, I suppose, but we have to improve the service. So that's the goal for it.
Pastor prayers to leave. The benefit of the tape. This item is deemed to be exempt under paragraph 1 of part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act, NI 2014, information relating to an individual, and the public may be resolution be excluded during this item of business.
Second.
Councillor Timmins. I have it for Norton.
Well, they are just for Norton anyway.
What? That's okay. Right, for the tape, item 22, it was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Andrews, seconded by Councillor Brown, to note the appointment of contractors for the new community and indoor sports facility at an existing council-owned site at 29 Belfast Road, Shanefield. And item 23, it was agreed on a proposal of Councillor Burns, seconded by Councillor Timmins, to note the capital scheme approvals, Appendix B. Thanks very much, councillors.